Lesson 6. The Gospel. The Gospel is the message preached by Christ and by His Church about God's coming kingdom, the restoration of His government on earth, and how mankind can enter that kingdom and government. It includes the message of what Jesus has done, is doing, and shall do, and ultimately is the message of the entire Old and New Testaments. The primary purpose and commission of the Church is to proclaim this gospel in all the world as a witness to all nations and to baptize and teach those who respond. The word gospel means simply good news. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news that He is coming again to establish His kingdom on this earth in place of man's governments, and the good news of how we can become part of that government as sons of God. So the gospel is called the gospel of the kingdom of God. And it is this gospel which Christ came preaching. As Jesus went on to say, repentance and belief in the gospel go hand in hand. See Mark 1, verse 14 and 15. In the broadest sense, the gospel includes the whole story of the Bible, the whole panorama of what God is doing with mankind, especially God's plan of salvation and forgiveness of sins. The true gospel is a message of hope given to a world in danger of destroying itself. Christ's return is the essential component of that biblical message. The reason for His return is the establishment of His Father's kingdom on earth, putting an end to bad government. Christ is putting a stop to man's unhappy and unsuccessful rule on earth. Hence, Christ's return and coming kingdom is the subject of the message that He commissioned His disciples and the church to preach to all nations until His return. In John 18, verse 33, Pilate asked Christ, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth." That is the true gospel. Christ, destined to rule this earth as the King of God's kingdom, was to preach this message, the good news, to the world. He came to bear witness to the truth, to tell the world that God's kingdom is going to rule this earth, whether mankind believes it or not. The disciples of Christ had no doubts about the message Christ was preaching. They understood He was coming again to put an end to this present evil age and to replace it with the glorious kingdom of God that Daniel described in Daniel 2, verse 7. The fact that the apostles asked Christ when His kingdom would be set up proves that they knew about that coming kingdom and had great expectation of it. Christ's answer to their question was that His kingdom would not be set up until the gospel of that kingdom should be preached to all the world as a witness. Matthew 24, verse 14. The message of the coming kingdom of God includes as an integral part the preaching of spiritual salvation for everyone through Jesus Christ, that He died for our sins and that He was resurrected, 1 Corinthians 15. The only person who has already been saved is Jesus Christ, who was resurrected from the dead and now sits at the right hand of God the Father. He is the pioneer of our salvation, the one who has gone on ahead and shown the way, Hebrews 2, verse 10. When He returns at the end of this age, those who have died in Christ in previous years shall be raised from the dead and given eternal life to rule along with Him. Previous to His return, salvation shall have been offered only to a minority. At His return, it shall be made available to everyone. Thus, the true gospel is God's message to man through Christ about His coming kingdom and how humans may enter it. This is the true destiny of man, to become members of God's family. This potential of being born of God as His children in His family is universally applicable to all mankind. It is the potential of all men and women, Jews and Gentiles, all races and all peoples, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3, verse 28. The gospel of the kingdom of God can be traced from the patriarchs of Old Testament prophets through the ministry of John the Baptist and finally to Jesus Christ, who greatly expanded our understanding of His coming kingdom, and He showed how men might enter it as members of the God family. Christ commissioned the disciples to preach it in all important aspects. He said, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Matthew 24, verse 14. The early disciples followed Christ's command to preach this gospel of the kingdom as a witness to all nations. The Church of God also follows this command and views as the primary reason for its existence the commission to preach the gospel of the kingdom to all nations in accordance with Jesus Christ's instructions. The Church today strives to continue fulfilling that commission with ever-increasing effectiveness, following in the tradition of Elijah the prophet and John the Baptist, by preparing the way for Christ's return through the announcement of that gospel message. Now, read the following scriptures in your own Bible. The term gospel means good news, and Christ preached this good news message in His ministry. Read Mark 1, verses 14 and 15. Christ came to earth to be a ruler and a king. Read John 18, verse 37. All mankind, regardless of gender or race, are potential members of God's ruling family. Read Galatians 3, verse 28. The gospel message will be preached as a witness, and then the end of this age will occur. Read Matthew 24, verse 14. Now, answer the following questions before proceeding to Lesson 7. You can stop the recording and write your answers. If you can't answer all the questions, you may wish to rewind part of Lesson 6 and listen again. Question 1. The term gospel simply means A. good news, B. preaching hellfire and damnation, C. simply being good. Well, the term gospel simply means good news of the coming kingdom of God. Question 2. Will the present worldly systems of government and religions continue forever? The answer is no. What must be done before the current worldly systems end, according to Matthew 24:14 and Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20? Either we must have voluntary unity of all churches, or B, the gospel must be preached to the world as a witness. Well, the answer is the gospel must be preached to the world as a witness. Question 4. The gospel also includes the totality of the message of how all mankind shall enter into God's family, into God's kingdom. What verses state that all people, all races, and all nations are eligible? Find that in Galatians 3, verses 26 to 29. Question 5. The Church is to preach the gospel to all nations before the return of the Messiah as A. witness to the sinful world, or B. part of a new order to convert everyone right now. Well, you know the answer is A. witness to the sinful world. Question 6. The gospel message of today is like the work of John the Baptist. It is to prepare the way for Christ's second coming as John prepared the way for His first coming. Is that true or false? Well, the answer is true. And that's the end of Lesson 6.